Hello, this is Glenda, and I'm so happy to be here on this beautiful, beautiful day of June the 30th. It's hard to believe, oh my gosh, that we are here now, right in the middle of summer, and hopefully it's a joyous season for all of you, and that you're doing exactly what you want to be doing. I know that it's also a season of change and a season of challenge for many people. But, you know, God is with us. God is good. And this is a great time to be moving through our changes and our challenges. And that's some of what I want to talk to you about today, is the power of paying it forward to move through all of our challenges and all of the changes that may be awaiting us. This is certainly not a stagnant world. This is certainly not a world that is hanging back on its conservative principles, although I think a few more conservative principles would really be a healing force in the world. But let's talk about a positive way to approach that without polarizing between liberal and conservative. Let's talk about the healing balm of making positive choices in life. And that's really what we're doing as we come together to receive Christ's blessing. Because everyone who arrives to this moment, on this day, has one thing in common. You have chosen to receive a blessing from Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father for a better life. You have chosen this as a form of prayer, as a form of affirmation, and as a form of projection, even, if you will, about what you hope for and expect with your life. And we all come from different backgrounds, different places all over the planet, different levels of optimism or pessimism or challenge or requirements of faith. We all come from different belief systems, but we all come to make a positive choice. We all come to make that positive choice. And I think that that is possibly the most basic central point of Yeshua's message 2,000 years ago, and through inspiration to all who've loved and served him since that time. It's about making a positive choice for your life. He tried to diffuse the polarity of judgment, not because he wanted to increase our options to do wrong, but because he didn't want us to do right just because otherwise we would feel guilty or others would judge us. He wanted us to do right because it was our choice to do right. And he wanted us to accept all of the right options in life, not because we were reacting to, repelled from, or judging or opposing wrong, but because we were seeking light. We were seeking what was right. And that's really the fundamental core power of paying it forward. Because sometimes when we make a choice, we don't always know what the consequences are. We really don't, even in our best choices. But when we make a choice with nothing but rightness in mind, nothing but delight in mind, nothing but optimism in mind, we have actually made a positive action toward the reinforcement of the life we want. And I think that everything that Yeshua taught then and now is really about that. It's about making a positive choice, believing in it with all your heart, and then surrendering to let it happen. I recently made a very important choice about my life, and it happened to involve a surgical event and some a great deal of faith about my support and help in moving through that. But once I had made the choice, I didn't question the choice. It was the most important thing. Once you make a positive choice, is not to question it, but to move into it with all your heart. The very idea of paying it forward has a lot of levels of application. I love a story that my husband told in several seminars that I've been in that he produced. And it's a simple story about how, I don't know if this is done so much today. I don't know if we have as many toll highways as we used to, or as many ways of predicting the, it's so much of it's automated now. It may not be as easy to do this, but he was telling the story about a man who would go through the toll booth. He would pay for himself, and then he would say to the gatekeeper there, "I'm going to pay for the next fella to come through. Just open the gate and let him through." And it was amazing the feedback that he would get from some people stopping and disbelieving that anybody would do that, and other people driving through and then pausing and wondering, what in the world just happened? Well, sometimes that's what paying it forward looks like. It's kind of like a random act of kindness, something that you just have an opportunity to do for another human being or another creature of life, and you express your attitude of kindness as a way of paying forward some benefit for them. Sometimes it has to do with charity, in a more specific way, giving to the things you want to support. But it's a much broader concept than just that. And actually, it is the most frugal, economical way to live. And let me give you an example. Vote with your dollars. You go to the grocery store and think about, who would I like to support? Do I want to support this local farmer who's really putting his life and industry and income and family well-being on the line to produce good fruit and vegetables for me? Or do I want to support Dole Fruit Company? And I'm not criticizing Dole Fruit. They have created a lot of good products, but they're like so many large agribusinesses. They have such a large umbrella that even though they can produce good things, they can also slide a lot of questionable products under that umbrella. And that's especially true with companies like Monsanto. So who do you want to support? Create the life you want by paying it forward. Vote with your pocketbook. What kind of beliefs do you want to be governing the world? Are you tired of these judgmental beliefs, these hardcore beliefs that cost a person their life and career simply because they made a simple mistake years ago? Do you want to support beliefs like that? Or do you want to support more loving, forgiving beliefs? This is basically the question Yeshua asked everybody 2,000 years ago. And the people who said yes with their whole heart, life, and soul. And they created, through their commitment, the better world that you're enjoying now. And so, you can pay it forward in so many ways. But as I said, it starts with the most frugal way of living your life. The most economical way is simply to do the right thing, to follow life in the living, to support that which you want to have as your bread on the water. It's the best way to live, my friends. And if you want to have more friends, be a friend. It's an old platitude, but so, so true. If you want to have a community of believers who love and support with enlightenment and without excess judgment, I guess there'll always be a little bit, just because sometimes we doubt where we stand and we really don't know what's right and wrong, and we overreact to things that seem wrong to us. So I guess there'll always be a little of it. But, you know, I think it's really good to be supporting a belief system, a philosophy, a spiritual path in which forgiveness is king. And it's an interesting thing that Yeshua never talked about karma, although his teachings encompassed the principles of karma all the way around, because he would talk about cause and effect. He would say, whatsoever you do unto others will be done to you. And so that's your bread on the water. Yes, he talked about it, but he didn't entrain us to be overly engaged with explaining why negative things are happening to us, and then going back and seeing if we can trace it to the root, and then get over the root cause, and then come back and heal the consequence. That's a pretty convoluted way to get a better life. Actually, the best way to get the better life is to pay it forward. And it's an amazing anecdote to this principle we call karma. Because, you know, none of us can go back as far into our life or previous life or previous existence in other dimensions or as a soul or as a being to undo the things we could have done better. We just can't uncover all of those. It's impossible. Even Yeshua did not focus upon that at all. What he focused on was forgiveness. And what he focused on was the idea that if you create the life you want, now listen carefully, if you create the life you want, the past you don't want will slowly melt away. Especially if you take your attention off of it, you let God take care of the repairs, and God will use all of the energy you use in paying forward. God will use that to repair everything from your past. All of it. You see, God is the only one who has a big enough perspective. And some of the things that we may feel guilty about may not have been all that bad. You know, you might feel guilty because you had to move and you took your kids away from their friends and you felt that you left social scars with them. Or, you know, I'm talking about similar things like that. And in the long haul, if you look at the alternative of having stayed where you were without relocating, without making the changes, the scars would have been worse. But you hold on to the guilt. Now, it doesn't serve anyone for you to do that. And only God knows how to remove the scar tissue. So how do you give God enough of your life, enough of your heart, enough of your love, enough of your faith that God can take all of your gifts and direct them toward removing the scar tissue in your past. Isn't that the best way to go? I certainly think so. And I think that in every way, ranging from forgiveness, which is the great act of charity, to random acts of kindness, which is a kind of paying it forward, because you're creating a kinder world, to the charitable acts we work into our budget. And the Old Testament tells us to work charity into our budget. And I think it's because we don't have enough foresight, hindsight, clarity, or insight to know where all the scar tissue is in our life. God knows. God knows how to take these funds and direct them. You just put them in the hands of God, and God will take care of it. It's an important thing to budget in your life. But then you also creatively pay forward by acts of creative ingenuity, optimism, support those you love, support those you care about, your friends, your family. Be the light in their life. Be the solution instead of the problem. Wow, what a gift is that? Just be the solution instead of the problem. Sometimes that's just making yourself available to another person in a loving way. You would be surprised the gift that is. Just being there for another person in that positive, constructive way that allows God to make of the moment whatever the moment needs. How amazing. How amazing. Then we get into, the practical venues of paying it forward. Invest in the results you want to get. Take a look at what you want more of in life. Invest in that and stop investing in the things you don't want. Really pretty simple. If you're causing pain to yourself and others, stop causing the pain. If you want more pleasure for yourself and others, be around those you want to generate pleasure for. Now, it may be that you just can't bring yourself right now to generate pleasure for everyone who crosses your path. But that doesn't mean you have to generate pain either. You can make a discernment, and you can say, I'm going to let this one go. God, take this one. Let this one pass from me. And you look, you turn your attention to that which you can support. This is a good principle, whether you're talking about personal relationships or businesses or your selections for lifestyle and food. And I'm sure you've run into situations with in your closest, most beloved relationships, when you know now is just not the time to talk. You know you need to take up something at a certain point, but not now. It's stressful right now. Somebody's had a hard day. Somebody's got a headache. You just don't breathe. You don't burrow into the problem. You make a choice. And the choice begins with, how can I at least present myself into an optimum solution? How can I let go of my obsession on this for a moment, for a day, for a week, until something provides a positive opportunity to take this up? That's paying it forward, my friends, actually, because you know what you do every time you say that? Is you put a positive event into the future instead of pulling a negative event into the present. Now, it's kind of a dangerous concept for many to say, you create your own life, your own reality. The fact is you do. But it's a very high truth that most people cannot relate to at the level on which they're living. And so I think that's why Yeshua, in his teaching to me, did not say it quite that blatantly, because there are too many people who will invent illusions, and they'll put ideal scenes on their on their vision board, and they'll say, "Oh yes, that's the life I want," and yet they don't. They fail to make that positive decision that day. This is why he really more focused upon the choices we make in every moment. The choices you make now, you make a positive choice, you make a neutral choice, or you make a negative choice. And that is actually creating your future in the next unit of time and space. That choice is paying it forward. Now, what does that have to do with the blessing? Well, it has a great deal to do with it, because you're getting some fuel in your tank. The earth is attracting the power of God through the Holy Spirit and the guidance and love and companionship of Yeshua to enter your life, your heart, and your soul. And then you get to take that energy and do something with it. The question is, what will you do with it? This is why, after the energy has been conveyed, I ask everyone to go and rest for at least 7 minutes and don't think. Because I think it's really better that the energy, love, and spirit that has been given to you just be absorbed into your body, heart, soul, and being in a neutral capacity to just replenish lost supply. We're all coming to this blessing with a little bit of lost supply. And let's let that just replenish the lost supply. Now, after the blessing is over, after you've assimilated and rested, and you get up and you get on with your day, you may find that you have a few new ideas about what to do, maybe for pleasure or maybe as a solution in life. And when those new ideas come, embrace them with the idea of, what can I do with this? Wow, I've got some more money in my spiritual bank, in my energy bank. What am I going to do with it? And be very wise in how you apply it. Every week, come back for more. And as you live the subsequent week, apply it with grace. You see, Yeshua said to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And this is because if we're loving God with all our heart, mind, and soul, we're giving into the flow of that love, and God is constantly replenishing any shortfalls that come through our gifts back to life and love and creation. So as we give forward, we are replenished. Sometimes giving forward means to other people, and that's where the other part of his teaching comes in, to love another as yourself. Not to judge first and say, well, I will give you love if, but to know that in loving, you are building more unity between yourself and the other person. It's actually love that builds the unity, that builds more likeness between you. To use love as a form of leverage is a sin. It's wrong to withhold your love until someone becomes what you want them to be. That's wrong. And you will never fulfill your desire for unity by doing that. Love into the spirit of faith and the spirit of unity, and in that way, miracles happen and you will be healed. So we have two or three minutes left. If anyone wants to come on the board, if anyone wants to say anything, otherwise I will just prepare for our blessing today. And I do want to invite our blessing givers to assist me in any way they can. And I want to thank them for their diligent blessings all this week. It was just amazing. And I have to say, I got my bread on the water. I didn't give enough time for all the people on the call, so I'll take who I can. Janet, you're on.
I don't know exactly how to say this, but it's so hard to love on the human level. But when we can really strive to see the spirit of each person, that the spirit of God is right there and is the true being of each person, that gives it a purity, and it helps us when we can do that. And I can't always do it. It's very difficult. But when we can see that God is the very being of each person, it raises us up to such a high level that it takes away the karma you were talking about and brings a oneness to the whole universe and all of life when we can see that. So that's, I think, the highest level of love, is to see that God is really the pure being of each one of us.
Absolutely, Janet. And that is such a good demonstration of how you make a positive choice about how to see another person. And in making that positive choice, you increase the likelihood of greater unity between you and them. It may be way down the road before it shows up on a physical level, but you've created the path. And that's so important. Thank you for that. And let's see. We have Desir. Hi. And you're
Hi,
on?
Linda.
Hello.
Happy week always.
Oh, thank you very much.
I moved to Florida, and I'm just asking for a blessing, you know, for my new home. You know.
Okay. We will do that. We will do that. And the thing to remember also is that you bless your new home and your new future with every positive choice you make about it. And, you know, in every situation, just as Janet said, sometimes there are negative things we just can't love. But there's something positive we can love, and make that choice. Love what you can. And let that be your pathway.
Okay.
I think we have turned the 30-minute mark, and we're going to have to move into our blessing. Or I should say, we are so privileged to move into our blessing. So I'm going to sign off our and begin my invocation to Yeshua. And I would ask that our blessing givers assist me now in the physical part of the blessing, because I'm still a little bit challenged in that part of it. Beloved brother, beloved Son of God, the one who is with us always, who chose us, who chose the goodness in us, who chose on behalf of all that we can be, who chose to stay with us, and to love us, to serve us, to lift us, and to heal us. Thank you for that love indwelling now in all of us, in the lives of anyone who will open their hearts and recognize your presence. Allow us to receive your blessing with a spirit of love and faith and optimism about how we create the life we want. Let us all be here now joined in one heart of love to bring into us the nourishment that God is waiting to bestow upon us, that we may use his gifts and his blessings to the benefit of all of life. And we thank you for bringing the Holy Spirit into our lives to nurture us always and connect us also with the earth in the most positive way that we may harvest her bounty. Amen. Let us begin. Your energy conveyance is complete. Now go and rest for at least 7 minutes. Assimilate and enjoy your blessing and the love of God. Bye-bye for now, and I look forward to being with you again, this time next Sunday.